Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of Q&A. Today, we'll talk with everyone's favorite Americana historian, Jerry Stewart, about not only Jerry's Labor Day broadcast, I Love America, which airs here on KQ&A Monday at noon, but about all the wonderful resources Jerry's webpage has, so you can share the history of America and its rich traditions with your children and grandchildren. Jerry will be calling here in just a moment. Hey, in the meantime, today is Teacher Appreciation Day at Papa Murphy's. And if you want to show your school faculty ID, you can get 50% off your Papa Murphy's pizza order. And while you're doing so, stop by and say hi to the local owners of the Papa Murphy stores, Allie and Eric, when you enjoy your 50% faculty discount today only at Papa Murphy's. Make sure you have your school ID ready. Today, yeah, Teacher Appreciation Day, August 29th, Teacher Appreciation Day at Papa Murphy's. All teachers and faculty receive 50% off their pizza order. And again, have that school faculty ID ready. Well, Jerry Stewart's calling in just a moment. We'll get ready for him. In the meantime, it's going to be a great show today on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com. Don't go away. Jerry's next.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
D-backs season tickets for 2020 are on sale now. Choose from half, series, weekend, or go all in with full season tickets and get the best seats for the lowest price. Visit dbacks.com. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos. Don't miss the final home series versus the NL West rival Dodgers, Thursday, August 29th through Sunday, September 1st. Get tickets online at dbacks.com. Beat LA. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos.
John Dombrowski here with your culture and economy tip number 6. Do you keep track of your finances the same way you keep track of your loved ones' birthdays? Create a financial calendar to remind yourself of when to pay quarterly taxes, pull credit reports, or check your investment accounts. Also, mark a date to schedule your yearly financial reviews with me. I've been assisting my clients reach their financial goals for over 25 years and can help you as well. Call 480-991-1055 to schedule a complimentary financial consultation. Visit us at GrandCanyonPlanning.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter. Again, that number is 480-991-1055. I'm John Dombrowski reminding you, don't run out of money before you run out of time.
Securities and advisory services offered through Client One Securities LLC, a member of FINRA and SIPC, and an investment advisor. Frank, the
there
planning
we go. Hello,
LLC,
Jerry.
And Client One Securities LLC are not
going
affiliated.
Live in about 1 minute.
Gardening in the mountains.
So
new RV challenging.
For
local tips and tricks,
right
tune into
the
Mountain Gardener with Ken Lane.
The perfect time.
Garden centers throughout Northern Arizona are transitioning to their fall and winter mix.
Okay,
now they'll have their Monster Monsoon sales. We'll help you cherry pick the best of the products and how to stretch that landscape dollar. But you'll have to tune in.
The Mountain Gardener, 3 times every weekend. Every Saturday and Sunday at 8 in the mornings, and again at 11 on Saturdays, on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Young adults, prepare to become a professional helicopter pilot in 2 years. The Aerospace Science Degree Program offered through Yavapai College prepares students for a career in aviation. Guidance Aviation has provided collegiate helicopter pilot training at the Yavapai Regional Airport since 1998. Their degree program prepares students for instrument, commercial, and certified flight instructor helicopter pilot license. Guidance Aviation offers a private helicopter pilot license separately. For information, go to guidance.aero.
listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are live at 2:06, and I'm seeing my phone blink, and as long as I believe, I think that might be Jerry Stewart. How you doing, Jerry?
I'm doing good. How about you?
It's great to hear from you again, because every time we talk to you, it's because we've got a major holiday coming up, and you've got a major program coming up that'll be airing right here Monday, Labor Day at noon, on KQ&A. Give us a little background about it.
Well, first of all, let me ask you, what's the temperature there right now?
It's in the low 90s. I'd say 91, 92.
Oh, so is that... That's pretty good. We're about 104, I think.
Ugh.
And this morning I talked with Little Falls, Minnesota. Never been to Minnesota, but they were 64.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what's going on? You know, it is so much fun to talk with you. And it's great that you guys will let me come on your station and get... You know, here's the truth of it. Do you find that the more TV you watch... You know, it always ends up, you know, with little news breaks and everything. And the more you watch, the more you're hearing from the media and others, mostly negative talk.
Well, that's true. That is true.
And arguing.
You know, it's funny you mention that, Jerry, because years ago I interviewed a major newscaster here and asked him that question. Why is that the case? And he said, well, think of the word news. What does the word news mean to you? Well, it's kind of at a loss. He said, it's the plural of the word new, as in what's new. He said, now, the bright way to look at this is that most of everyone's everyday life is pretty positive for the most part.
That's true.
It's our job to report when it doesn't go right. And the example he gave, remember the old TV series Ozzie and Harriet?
Yeah.
He said, you know, if Ozzie comes home from work and kisses his wife and hugs his kids, that's not news.
Yeah,
if
Ozzie gotta comes be trouble, doesn't there? Has
yeah,
to be
it,
trouble.
There has, if he comes home and yells at Harriet and kicks the dog, that's news. He said,
That's it. But you know what? Don't we get kind of tired?
Oh, fatigue.
That every once in a while, you know, they couldn't just come up with, hey, we got together today. It was a good meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the inauguration event there at Washington, D.C., when President Trump was inaugurated. And I'll never forget that they said, okay, today's going to be a day that we just put all of our knives and clubs down. And we celebrate the event. Well, first of all, a whole lot of folks on the other side of the aisle said, I'm not showing up.
Mm-hmm.
And as we were standing there in the crowd trying to see what was going on, just on the other side of this huge fence was people screaming, shooting off rockets, blowing horns, and it was just like, you know, you wish you could take some of the days and just say, ceasefire. You know,
yeah.
Let's just put up the white flag. But mm-hmm. Here's the deal. So as I've been, you know, kind of listening to the news and keeping up with everything and talking to folks and such, then I said to myself, you know, I don't want Labor Day for me to be filled with a bunch of negatives.
Yeah.
So I decided on my program that I was going to talk about my favorite topic. My favorite topic is I love America.
There you go.
And so I thought, now, of course, does that mean that everything in America is perfect? Of course not. And does that mean that I don't wish that there would be things that would be changed? Of course I do. But I can tell you, we have to put up walls and all kinds of things to keep everybody in the world from coming to our country. It must be a great place to be, but yet some of the folks that are on the inside want us to tell us how we need to change everything. So I thought this. I thought, let's just take a show and let's just talk about the positive, and I love, you know me, I love to tell a good story, and I especially love to tell a story that people have never heard before.
Mm-hmm.
So I searched the annals, man. I went deep. And I've got some stories for our Labor Day program that people are going to be amazed. For example, shall I start off and give you a little teaser here?
Please.
Okay. So, we believe that pretty much our trouble with the Middle East started back, what, with George Bush 1? You know, somewhere in there,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
When we had that. Okay. And then everything seems to go forward from there. You know, how many times we've had battles. And it's very interesting, and most people don't know that actually our first battle in the Middle East goes all the way back to 1801. 1801.
Wow.
Yeah. Thomas Jefferson was just becoming our next U.S. president, and we were starting to do some pretty serious, some pretty serious worldwide product sales, you know, travel, imports, exports, all that. And then there was a group of pirates, in the Middle East, and they started telling people that they would protect them from the other pirates if they would pay them. And they went to the U.S., and they had already captured one of our ships. And they said, if you'll pay us, we'll protect you and such. And Thomas Jefferson and the others just said, we're going to pay you nothing, boy. And so there you go. So they had to figure out what they were going to do. Now, they had the Navy. They had the Army. They don't think they had the Air Force yet. There wasn't much need for an Air Force. But there were no what we call Marines. And they put together a group, a special group of men, and they went to the Middle East. And I'm going to be telling the story of what happened when our first Marines went to the Middle East in 1801. And I'll give you a tip-off. In the Marine Corps, I have the song, from the Halls of Montezuma.
Sure.
Is that correct? Halls of Montezuma.
Sure.
To the ship of Tripoli.
Mm-hmm.
And we just go, Tripoli, what is that? Well, that was a place. And they had to go to the shores of Tripoli, and they had to fight a serious battle. And, of course, you know, Marines are, they're not much on giving up, are they?
No, they're not.
And so it's a great, great story. And it makes me feel great. And it makes me feel good inside when I look at those before us, people who had true grit, who were determined with their own integrity. They were determined that they would not quit. And they didn't. And that's one of the things that makes me so proud of our America, don't you?
Absolutely. Wow.
And I just love it when you can have stories and you can make people feel proud. And so I just started looking back and I thought, well, you know, what did the other countries begin to think about America when we first began to be a worldwide country? And interestingly enough, there was a fellow that came over from France, and he said, I want to get the first-hand story of, what is it that makes America so great? And so this fellow, I'll think of his name in a minute, he came to America, and he was an author. And he wrote a book, and he talked about what made America so great. Now, why do you think that he came? He was wishing that France was better than America, but he had to admit that America was a pretty good place. And what do you think he might have been pointing out in the 1800s that impressed him about our country?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Yeah, yeah. And so I read his book, and interestingly enough, kind of the last part of his conclusion is America is great because America is good.
Ah.
That's cool.
Isn't that wonderful?
And when somebody from another country comes and says, man, you're great because you're good. But listen to this. He finished up his sentence by saying, if America ever ceases to be good, they will no longer be great.
Wow. That's potent.
Yeah. And interestingly enough, one of the things that impressed him the most, he used this phrase, the pulpits flamed in America. People were serious about going to church and knowing God and doing their best to do the right things. Now, does that mean that we're perfect? Of course not. Does that mean that everything we do is right and best? No, of course not. But he noticed that as an outside, one who was looking, and he just said, you know what, these folks, they're really trying hard. They're trying hard. And so I look at that and I just say, you know, that to say we're a great nation, you know, when people say, no, we're not a great nation, of course we're a great nation. Mm-hmm. But is there something we must do to further on our America being great? So, for example, can I just say, well, you know, the Marines did da-da-da-da-da, or other people did da-da-da-da, and that's enough. And today that makes us, you know, still a great nation, and I don't have to do anything. You mm-hmm. think that's true?
Hmm.
You know, and we can't just, you know, brush it off and think that we don't have some responsibility ourselves.
Sure.
So I'm just sort of trying to get everybody to get inside the think tank and hear these cool, cool stories of our nation. And of course, Labor Day is about, I mean, how many people really even know why we have Labor Day? I can tell you, when I was a kid growing up, I thought it was my day, it was the first day that I got to go dove hunting. I was a day off, man. I'm going dove hunting. And for until I grew up, I didn't even know what Labor Day even was. And we're going to talk about it. And I'm thinking that there's going to be folks that maybe kind of, you know, bit around the edges of the sandwich, but mm-hmm. they don't really know what's kind of in the center. But here's a little bit of a tip-off. The tip was that the first Labor Day parade was not a celebration. It was more like a statement from the people that things needed to change. Mm-hmm. And so when our country was formed, and everybody wants to call us a democracy, but that's not really true, really a republic. And being the republic, we've been given certain rights to, you know, stand up and speak out. But even then, sometimes, you know, you may have the right to stand on the corner and wear, let's say, to wear a President Trump hat. But that doesn't mean somebody might not come along and push you off the corner. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So sometimes it's scary and dangerous to stand up for what is right, even though it is the right thing to do. And I'm sure you guys have that in your own town, but we certainly have that down here and all across the nation.
Sure.
And so I want to talk about the folks who knew that they had to do something, because what happened was, you know, when most of the folks began living and working in such an America, they mostly had their own little farms, and everybody was sort of self-contained. And then the Industrial Revolution came. Alexis de Tocqueville, I knew it would come to me, mm-hmm. the French philosopher Alexis de Tocqueville. Don't mind me. They started the Industrial Revolution, and there were all these factories that were going up all around our country. And people were saying, well, I could leave the farm and not always have to rely on a good crop. And they would go and get a job at a factory.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone stood individual. And so the factory owners had all the power. And if they knew that they could get more money by doing it, they put together horrendous hours, 7 days a week. You couldn't work 12 hours a day. Maybe you couldn't even keep your job.
Mm.
No time off to be sick. No time off to have with your family. Maybe if your wife's having a child. No time off to get any vacation. They didn't know what a vacation pay was back then. And so some of the folks started standing up. Samuel Gompers, one of the real foundational heroes, if you will, of how we came to have a better labor nation. And he got together with some folks, and he became one of the first leaders of the first union. And it was a scary time because the factory owners, maybe some were good and understanding, but others just said, you want to work for me, you better play the game.
Mm-hmm.
So then they formed a union and said, well, if you're going to kick me off the site, then all of us are leaving. And if all of us leave, then you're not going to get your product made, and you're not going to sell it. You're going to lose your contracts. So then some of the factory owners brought in arm breakers,
yep,
thugs. And it was dangerous to stand up against. And so there was a time when there was really a great, you know, this thing going on in our nation, and people once again had to stand up. And it really wasn't until when Franklin Roosevelt was president that I think this would have been sometime right after our Great Depression.
Mm-hmm.
And they just put together some laws, and they said, it's not going to be that way anymore. And so I'm not one of the, I don't know how you feel, but, you know, I'm not somebody that says that every time somebody has a new idea, let's just, you know, push them away. No, sometimes new ideas are good ideas, but I believe that the ideas need to be put together, not in an argumentative way, but to be able to sit down together, even though we may not both see the thing the same way.
Sure.
To sit down and talk it through. And that's just, I'm not seeing a lot of that in our nation today.
And we'll be talking about more of that and some other great ideas coming up for your Monday show in just a moment on today's Q&A. In the meantime, Jerry, we got kind of a weird connection here the last few minutes. If during the commercial break, if you can hang up and call me right back, that would be great. I think we'll get a better connection if you can do that.
I can do that.
We look forward.
I can do that.
So
okay.
We'll talk to you again in about 2.5 minutes, okay?
Okay.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You so much. That's Jerry Stewart. I'll be calling back in just a moment here on Q&A. On the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at KQNA.com. Don't go away. More coming up with Jerry Stewart.
I've been talking to Ed Walls, general manager of Lamb Chevrolet Cadillac and Lamb Nissan in Prescott. Ed, are you guys having one of your famous 10 sales this Labor Day weekend?
We sure are. Twice a year, we reduce our inventory through these giant 10 events. We found that we either have to take these cars to auction and wholesale them at a huge loss or mark them down that close to wholesale pricing and just sell them locally.
Why do you guys do this?
Well, if you think about it, it's expensive to take these cars to auction. With transportation and auction fees, it just makes a lot more sense to mark them down and sell them to local residents. It's much better to have them enjoy the savings.
I know you guys always draw a crowd at these events.
We sure do. Local bargain hunters have figured out that a Lamb 10 sale is the time to score a deal. This year we're going to feature a large selection of cars priced under $6,000.
And I also see here that Nissan and Chevy have released extra rebates on new vehicles for Labor Day. Looks like this is the weekend to buy a new car, too.
Now is the time.
Well, I know your 10 sales are a lot of fun and an easy way to buy a car. I'll see you out there this Wednesday through Labor Day under the 10 Tan Giant flag at Lamb Chevrolet.
Nothing spoils a good time like having your RV breaking down. Sun Valley Diesel will keep you right on pushing with their diesel oil change. Up to 12 quarts with filter for just $69.95. Look for money-saving coupons in your mailbox and make an appointment today. Sun Valley Diesel, complete truck service on Long Mesa Drive in Prescott Valley. Veteran-owned and operated by Don Otto, who says, we take care of our neighbors. We just happen to fix vehicles for a living. Sun Valley Diesel.
Want to get your weekend off to a great start? Wake up to Hammer Time every Saturday morning, 7 a.m. on KQ&A, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Hi, I'm Sandy from Yavapai County Contractors Association. What a great opportunity to learn construction tips and hear important information from local professionals. Don't start your morning without us, Yavapai County Contractors Association.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the Labor Day sale at Ace. Right now, buy one, get one 50% off on gallons of our top paint and stain brands, like Valspar, Clark & Kensington, Cabot Stain, and Magnolia Home Paint. And with our Ace Extra Mile Promise, we'll help you get everything you need to paint in one trip, or delivery is free. Don't miss the Labor Day sale. Buy one, get one 50% off our top paint and stain brands. Now through Monday, only at Ace. Limit 2. Delivery subject to availability. Visit acehardware.com for details.
Ready for yoga class?
I'm dragging today. I just haven't been eating great lately.
You should try a GNC multivitamin.
Aren't those expensive?
No, they're only $9.99. GNC One Daily Multis are scientifically formulated and quality checked. It's why they're the most trusted nutritional supplement brand in the world.
And only $9.99?
Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
With wellness that affordable, I could spend more money on yoga pants.
Stop into GNC or visit gnc.com/multis to get the highest quality wellness essentials like Women's Ultra Mega or Mega Man One Daily Multivitamins for only $9.99.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 227. Thank you to Jerry Stewart for calling back. Jerry, you were talking about how America is a good as well as great country. And I was reminded of that in a different way just a few weeks ago. I was interviewing the author Mike Rothmiller, who has published 24 books, most of them historical. Mike is a retired LAPD police officer and detective. And his latest book is called Secrets, Lies, and Deceptions. And what he has done through the Freedom of Information Act, he has unleashed dozens and dozens of newly unclassified documents in the government's possession, which have been freed now to be viewed, and they detail some of the most, in some cases, horrific abuses our own government did. But, and I brought this to Mike's attention during the interview, how many countries would even make those documents available after a 25-year period? Most of them, I think, would burn them and just pretend it never happened.
You are so, right. And that brings it to an interesting point, because I was, when we went to the 75th anniversary of the D-Day, and we were in Bedford, Virginia, and we went to the town of Bedford, and they invited us to come into the library and to look at a lot of the really, really old documents from all the way back in the Civil War. And I walked by a monument that they had there that was a monument of a Confederate soldier. And they had the U.S. flag, and then further down the flagpole, they had the rebel flag.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, wow, how have you pulled, this one off? How many people have you come that have tried to, get their toe in the door to get this removed, or people wanting to throw fits? And he said, I don't know why, but when they've tried to get our attention, we just, I don't know if they boot them out of town or I don't know what they do. But we started a conversation about what is the importance of anything that we have that shows something from our historical past. And I believe that one of the great things about what you're just talking about is it shows that, once again, we're not a perfect nation. Once again, with all of the hundreds of thousands of really good, honest people, there's going to be some people that are not going to follow the rules, right?
Yep.
And they're going to take advantage, and they're going to abuse their power. And we don't want to destroy that history. We want to be reminded so that we can be better.
Yep.
And that was, of course, that's the whole idea. And sometimes, like, for example, when Adolf Hitler became leader of the German nation, and he wanted all of the old books and everything to be destroyed because he didn't want anybody to remember the... Everything was so horrible, and that he somehow became, the angel that saved everybody.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want that. And so it's odd to me, but it's super. I think I may have read this fellow, one of his books. I think I've got it in my library. And it's good that, how many times do we have to go back to our kids or to our wives or to someone and just say, you know what? What I did, you know, I messed up, and I want to make it right. Or maybe you find somebody who messed up, and you need to know that they messed up.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, really, if we're ever going to really get anywhere with all the investigations, you know, that are happening presently in our federal government and with our, you know, Washington, D.C., and our president and all the stuff and stuff and stuff and stuff. And by the way, when I went to Russia, Kelly and I were there about three months ago. Nobody even was talking about it. I don't even know how much they know about it.
Oh.
Of the citizens. You know what I'm saying? They just, the people, I don't really know how much of it funnels down.
Yeah.
And nobody said, well, you know, we spied on you. I mean, nobody said anything. So I'm not really sure what the folks in Russia that are not in the, you know, the higher positions, I'm not really sure what they knew. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
And I kind of gave you a tip-off a little bit when I sent you my email saying, hey, I'm excited to talk to you. And I told you, if you had the opportunity, I wanted you to see if you could find some unusual occupations in America. Did you get a chance to take a peek or not?
I see this on my notes, but I haven't had a chance to look into it. But there are some weird ones.
I've got a few. And you know that's the great thing. I mean, if you don't have anything to do, you invent something. And of course, if you started out, first of all, the inventions in our nation. If you started out early in the morning and just started listing one by one by one all of the things that have been invented in our nation. I mean, everything from elevators, I mean, you think about all the whole gambit of everything. You'd still be talking rest of the day and maybe into the next day. Our country is a very inventive group of people in our nation. And I believe the reason why is because we got the freedom to think.
Mm-hmm.
And not all countries have the freedom to think and to follow an ideal. I mean, that is so powerful. But here's one for you. How about this one? A potato chip inspector.
Where do I apply?
A professional page turner or a concert pianist.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow, that's a, you know, and I think I could do that. I really do think that I could turn the pages. Dog walker. Now, I've seen lots of dog walkers.
Sure.
Here's one. I don't know if I'd like it or not like it, depending on where I was standing. Knife thrower's assistant.
Uh-huh.
Now the one that I was reading that, well, you know, there's like sparring partners.
Sure.
Foot models.
Sure.
Here's one. Dinosaur duster. You got to go to the museum.
Yeah, sure. Someone's got to do it.
Off that T-Rex's snout. You mean you don't want him to sneeze and all of his bones fall off. So you got to keep him dusted off. Now, one of the strangest ones was dog breath sniffer. Dog breath sniffer. Now, I want you to tell me, what do you think would be the purpose of a dog breath sniffer?
I would think possibly to sell dog toothpaste or things like that.
You're close. Here's the deal. When you make dog food, you have to be able to state to the dog owner that your food is going to keep their teeth healthy.
Uh-huh.
Healthy teeth do not have an odor. Unhealthy
How about that?
Teeth
yeah.
have an odor. So they get a dog. They feed him the food for a while, and they start smelling his breath. And if he's got a bad breath,
mm-hmm.
your food ain't keeping his teeth clean.
Isn't that something?
Dog breath
sniffer.
Sniffer.
Wow. Jerry, on the topic of strange jobs, the Los Angeles Times just last week had a big story on these two ladies who have one of the strangest jobs I've ever heard of. Now, you and I have seen, if you're watching the evening news, especially ABC, NBC, Fox, whatever, they load up their newscasts in the evening with commercials for prescription medicines. Now, the names, the sales names of these medicines are arrived at by the company's marketing people. However, the generic names for these medicines, the ones that doctors use, the generic names are all dreamed up by these two women, I believe in Los Angeles, who are trusted to come up with names for generic medications. And what they do, they combine their knowledge of Latin with their knowledge of what different branches of drugs have which kinds of features and try and employ that into the name. But a lot of these generic names are completely unpronounceable. Now, you don't want that on your brand name drug. You want people, you want it to roll off the customer's tongue so they can ask the doctor or the pharmacist for it. But a lot of these generics are deliberately unpronounceable so that only the professionals can throw those words around.
Aha! So when I go to the doctor and they start using all those fancy terminology, that's all a plot.
It's all a plot.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah. Isn't that weird? Oh, my goodness.
That of course, luckily, the ladies weren't around when they called our heart a heart or a lung. I mean, there would have been something. Really hurting.
Sure.
Well, you're probably having a baccalaureate getting attack.
Yeah, you got to be careful there, Jerry. We're on the radio. Well, it's like, Tylenol is the generic name for Tylenol is acetaminophen.
That's true.
You don't want to put that on your label, though, because nobody will remember it.
Tylenol.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing how many tongue-twisting generic names there are, and we're going to talk about more things coming up with Labor Day with Jerry Stewart's very special Labor Day program, I Love America, airing Monday right here on KQ&A at noon. We've got to take a news and commercial break for a couple of minutes, let Jerry rest up a bit, and then more coming up with Jerry Stewart on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley in Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com. More coming up with Jerry Stewart.
Wallach and Volk Mortgage Lending.
Jerry, we're in the middle right now. We're starting a 6-minute break, so I will
Wallach
talk to you again
at with our
about 43 minutes after the hour.
And you
Thank
pay
you
absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach and Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
This is Lieutenant Corey Kassoon from the Prescott Police Department. The Prescott Police Department would like to remind you that parking in the downtown area is at a premium during the summer event season. Overtime parking is of particular concern. Please be aware of the location you are parked in and the time restrictions in that area. The Granite Street Parking Garage is another parking option with no time restrictions. The lot behind Bashford Courts may also be a viable parking option. Time restrictions apply. Both lots are free with the exception of certain downtown public events. Thank you for your cooperation.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Arizona Diamondbacks baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks baseball brought to you by Moyers Heating and Cooling, Owls Auto Body, the Prescott Brewing Company, Wallach and Volk, Yavapai Block, Prescott True Value, Country Bank, Home Furnishings Direct, Cable One, Amco, Heritage Memory Mortuary, Barrett Propane, Bucky's and Yavapai Casinos, Catholic Charities, and Grand Canyon Financial. The Diamondbacks host the Dodgers Thursday at 6, Monday at 11:30, 99.9 FM in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
Get the highest expressions of Buick luxury for less than manufacturer suggested price at Finley Buick Prescott. 2019 Buick Enclave Essence. MSRP 48,845. Finley Buick Prescott has up to $9,300 in discounts to take 19% off. Buy for $39,484. Buick is Kelley Blue Book's best value luxury brand. 2019 Buick Encore. MSRP 26,505. Finley Buick Prescott has up to $8,800 in discounts available to take 33% off. Drive home for $17,704. We guarantee to better any Arizona Buick dealer's price by $500 on the same make, model, equipment, and year. 2019 Buick Envision. MSRP 34,905. Finley Buick Prescott has over $9,000 in discounts for a huge 26% off. Yours for only $25,820. Finley Buick and Prescott, and at FinleyBuickGMC.com. The local dealership that supports your community. Buick. Experience worry-free luxury. Unapproved credit through GM Financial. Stock numbers B41727, B41397, B42791. Plus tax, title, license, and $495 doc fees.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A your choice for your Thursday the 29th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Wallach and Volk. Mesa police are investigating an overnight double murder.
Officers responded to a call of shots being fired at a mobile home park around 3 a.m. Several shots had been fired into the home. A search of the mobile home found an adult female and her 10-year-old son were killed. There were others inside, but they were not hurt. Police are asking for the public's help in solving this crime. If anyone has any information, they're asked to call the Mesa Police Department. Steve Clausen, Arizona News Radio.
Watch for delays on 12th Street in Cottonwood and South Virginia Street in Prescott.
Contractor Cactus Asphalt will be installing a rubberized chip seal surface treatment along 12th Street between Highway 89A and 1st Street. This work is scheduled to start around 7 tomorrow morning, and 12th Street will be open to traffic during construction, but will be limited to one-way travel through the work zone. Meanwhile, the installation of new storm drain is taking place at the intersection of East Goodwin and South Virginia Street. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Mostly sunny with a 30% chance for scattered brief afternoon showers today, 10% tonight and Friday, with highs today and tomorrow around 92, Saturday 95, Sunday 91, with a 20% chance of rain Sunday in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, cooling after bedtime to a mostly cloudy 63. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, up to a mostly sunny 100 today, 104 tomorrow and Saturday, 100 Sunday, with the same chances daily for rain, cooling overnight to a mostly cloudy 68. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment.
I've been talking to Ed Walsh, General Manager of Lamb Chevrolet Cadillac and Lamb Nissan in Prescott. Ed, are you guys having one of your famous 10 sales this Labor Day weekend?
We sure are. Twice a year, we reduce our inventory through these giant 10 events. We found that we either have to take these cars to auction and wholesale them at a huge loss, or mark them down that close to wholesale pricing and just sell them locally.
Why do you guys do this?
Well, if you think about it, it's expensive to take these cars to auction. With transportation and auction fees, it just makes a lot more sense to mark them down and sell them to local residents. It's much better to have them enjoy the savings.
I know you guys always draw a crowd at these events.
We sure do. Local bargain hunters have figured out that a Lamb 10 sale is the time to score a deal. This year, we're going to feature a large selection of cars priced under $6,000.
Ed, I also see here that Nissan and Chevy have released extra rebates on new vehicles for Labor Day. Looks like this is the weekend to buy a new car, too.
Now is the time.
Well, I know your 10 sales are a lot of fun and an easy way to buy a car. I'll see you out there this Wednesday through Labor Day under the 10 Dan Giant flag at Lamb Chevrolet.
Hey everybody, it's Sanford Cohen. Join me along with Mike.
Okay,
and the doctor,
Jerry, we are back in 30 seconds.
So let's talk sports right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Tune in for all the latest sports news, interviews, and all kinds of fun stuff. It's right here on KQ&A. See you Friday.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 2:44 with our buddy Jerry Stewart, America's favorite, or everyone's favorite, Americana historian. Jerry's very special program, I Love America, will air at noon Monday, Labor Day, right here on KQ&A. Jerry, with the final traditional summer holiday coming up with Labor Day, I did a special program yesterday in which I replayed the interviews I did earlier this year with the authors of three barbecue cookbooks. One is called the Brisket Chronicles. Another is called Steak and Cake. And the third book is called Weber's Book of Ultimate Grilling. Now, doesn't that just make your mouth water for a three-day weekend?
I especially like the steak and cake.
Yeah.
But here's what I would do, though. I would do the cake and steak. I always try to eat the dessert first. That way, if I get full, I don't have to, like, set my dessert aside.
Sure, sure.
That sounds fantastic. And there's nothing that's more fun than getting together with a group of folks that you just enjoy being with.
Yep.
And just sitting around the barbecue or wherever you are and just having a good time.
Yep. Yep.
I'm a sucker for a good time. I love to just enjoy being with folks. And so do you have big plans, do you, for the Labor Day, you think?
Not for Labor Day weekend. We're going to see a concert here in town. Otherwise, take it pretty easy. But we're looking forward to it. Yeah.
Well, we're going to be kind of laying low, too. But we're just going to be having a really good time. And I'm just I'm very blessed. Kelly and I have great friends, great relationships with people at our church, and there's just always something cooking, and to know that you're going to show up with people, and everybody just says, let's just not worry about what we don't agree with. Let's just be like Abraham Lincoln, because Lincoln said, if you look for the bad in people, you will surely find it.
You got that right. Jerry, part of your show coming up Monday, now we've heard a lot of news events this year that are the 50th anniversary, because 1969 was such a newsworthy year. You're going to be talking, I believe, Monday about one of your favorite days of 1969, which happened to involve Neil Armstrong.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to tell a story that so far, everyone that I've told this story to have never heard the story before. So I was, I would have been 20 years old. And I remember, you know, when you were just a baby then, weren't you? You weren't even born yet, were you?
Oh, what year was that?
69.
Oh, no, I was in high school.
No, get out. I thought you were just like a kid.
I'm getting Social Security, Jerry.
All right. Way to go. Me and you, too. Anyway, so I remember the whole thing. And so then years later, when I was reading this one thing, I said, that can't be. I didn't see it on TV. And I'm going to tell the story of something that happened on the moon that the astronauts actually did on the moon before Neil Armstrong ever stepped out of the space capsule.
Whoa.
Yeah. And I'll give you a little bit of a teaser. Back in December, prior to that June, there had been an orbit, and the astronauts had decided, since it was Christmas time, that they wanted to read the Christmas story.
Mm-hmm.
And NASA got into a lot of trouble because there was a woman back then who was a very proactive atheist. Her name was Madeline Murray O'Hara.
Oh, I remember her. Oh, boy.
And she said, separation of church and state. Our government can't be talking about God. And she was just, she was suing. She was doing everything she could to keep God out of anything that had to do with our U.S. government. Of course, you know, they have the whole First Amendment is all completely misunderstood, but we won't go there right now.
Yeah.
Anyway, so when they took off and made ready to go to the moon, Buzz Aldrin was an elder in his church. And he went to the folks at NASA, and he said, I really would like to do something special on the moon. And they said, what? He He said, I want to take communion on the moon. And so they told him that he could do it.
Mm-hmm.
So he got the little bottle of wine, the little glass, and then the little wafer. And but they told him that he could not do it public.
Really?
And so it never was voiced out, although they kept all of the historical part. And we're going to be talking about what happened when they took communion on the moon. And here's the cool thing. They did it because they said, you know what? God created the moon, and we think it's appropriate to thank him. And here they were, but yet we back in that day were not allowed to hear the whole story. Is that the first time you've ever heard that?
Very first.
Yeah. And and so I've got the whole story. I'm going to be telling the whole story, and there's access to pictures on my on my website over at jerrystewartusa.com. And I just think it's really, really cool that our astronauts were these guys that were just doing this amazing mm-hmm. thing, but they did not forget who helped them get there.
That's a very moving story. Looking forward to hearing more about that on Monday. Jerry, we're down to our final minute and a half. I want to make sure our listeners know, because you mentioned Jerry Stewart USA, tell us about these wonderful programs and resources you have that allow parents and grandparents to share the American history and traditions with their kids.
Yeah, you know, I've been doing these programs for 20 years now. It's unbelievable. And I have been fortunate enough to keep every one of the programs in audio, and they're all on my website. Mm-hmm. Now, some you can just go and just run over and listen to. Some you have to pay, I don't know, $3-4 download fee, that kind of thing, or if you want to order a hard copy. But everything is really, really low in price. We've also got lessons there for parents to use with their children about the ideals that our nation was built upon, and, you know, being honest and standing up and being strong and da-da-da-da-da-da. And all of this stuff is right over at jerrystewartusa.com. In fact, if there's anyone that by whatever chance is not able to get the program when you're airing it, they can actually go over there and take a listen for absolutely free.
And we absolutely guarantee there'll be a lot of very valuable information on that. We've heard back from people who have ordered from you. And we look forward to your Labor Day program at 12 o'clock. It's called I Love America right here on KQ&A. As always, Jerry, a tremendous time talking to you. Please give Kelly a big hug for me. And when will your next program be?
We're going to be having Veterans Day. And guess what? It's going to be the story of the D-Day invasion.
Oh boy.
As told by four of the men who I interviewed
mm-hmm.
that were there.
We can't wait for that, and we look forward, of course, again to Monday. Jerry Stewart, thank you again for joining us on Q&A. You have a great day, my friend.
You too. Be safe. Eat lots of steak and cake. God bless you.
Indeed. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
There he is, everybody's favorite Americana historian, Mr. Jerry Stewart. Stay tuned. I've got Tuesdays, no, not tomorrow's and not Monday's, Tuesday's Q&A guest coming up in just a moment on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live at kqna.com.
Get ready for Celebrate Life Health Expo 2019, sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The biggest and best expo yet awaits you on Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Findlay Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Enjoy health, wellness, and fitness activities for all ages. Connect with organizations that promote healthy lifestyle activities, such as hiking and biking. Enjoy self-defense, chair yoga, and recipe demonstrations, and enter drawings for the chance to win a Fitbit and other great prizes. Make it a mega celebration by exploring the world's only larger-than-life walkthrough exhibits of the human body, mega body and mega heart, as well as colossal colon. Bring the whole family to YRMC's Celebrate Life Health Expo at the Findlay Toyota Center in Prescott Valley, Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. For more information, visit yrmchealthconnect.org.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, as I mentioned at the start of the broadcast, today is Teacher Appreciation Day at Papa Murphy's. And if you show your school faculty ID, you can get 50% off your Papa Murphy's pizza order. And when you do so, stop by and say hi to your local owners, Allie and Eric, when you enjoy your 50% faculty discount today only at Papa Murphy's Pizza. Make sure you have that school faculty ID available. Hey, if you've been waiting to see certain movies but have waited at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley or the Harkins 6 in Sedona, you better act today since they'll be leaving after today's screenings. These include Where'd You Go, Bernadette? The Cate Blanchett film, its final showing is at 6:05 tonight. The Kitchen airs for the last time or screens for the last time today in Prescott Valley at 3:50 and 10 o'clock, but it will screen for another week in Sedona. The Chinese-American family movie, The Farewell, I take it back, not The Kitchen. The Kitchen is disappearing. The Farewell, the Chinese-American family movie, that is disappearing today from the Harkins and Prescott Valley, but going on for another week in Sedona. So keep those in mind. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro and Talk of a Town, the Thursday roundtable at 4. Then have a great and safe Labor Day weekend. Use those tips you heard on the backyard grill from my barbecue authors. Coming up a Tuesday on Q&A, Medicare specialist Ryan Steinert and our old friend Rosie Darby for the Yavapai County Fair. That'll be Tuesday for Q&A at 2 o'clock when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.